Simen Kuf Hei Siv Zayin. So we're discussing Blias. We're discussing how time transfers. That's what the Simen's about. So yesterday we spoke about Tzli. We're going to continue to speak about Tzli. We spoke about the basic din of Tzli, difference between Tzli Kachosh and Tzli Shamein. So Tzli Kachosh, the Mechaber holds, is Kedei Netila. And Tzli Shamein, Aser Skula, if you don't have Shishim. And if you do have Shishim, the Shishim helps to save the rest of the Chaticha, but you still have to take a Netila, but Makim Shanaga, the point of contact, you have to take off a Kedei Netila. And the Ramah holds that also Meikar Adini holds like the Mechaber, that Kachosh is Kedei Netila and Shamein is Kulay. But he holds Einanam Kim Kachosh is Shamein, so therefore, generally, if you don't have Shishim, it's going to be Aser. The Farshim point out, I just want to mention, just so you see that there is a difference between the Netila that you need when something is Kachosh versus the Netila that you need when something is Shamein and you have Shishim. Just that we say that when something is Shamein and you have Shishim, you still need to take a Netila B'makim Shanaga because there's a higher concentration at that point, that we assume that is more of a Chumrah. Whereas the Netila that you need, if it's Kachosh, so that's more Me'ikar Hadin. So it comes out, even according to the Ramah, so Ramah is the same always, right? You always have to have Shishim and Netila. But there's a difference, because if it looks like it's Kachosh, okay, so which is the Chumrah? The Shishim is the Chumrah. The Netila is Ikar Adin. The Shishim is the Chumrah. Maybe it's Shamein, right? If it's the other way around, if it looks like it's Shamein, if it's really Shamein, so then the Shishim is the Ikar Adin. And if you have Shishim, this that you have to take off a Netila, an additional to that, that's the Chumrah. So this comes out a difference. If it's, so according to Ramah, the Maisa, by Tzli, you always have to have Shishim and Netila. But there's a difference. If it's Kachosh, then the Shishim is a Chumrah, and then Netila is a Ikar Adin. If it's Shamein, so then the Shishim is Ikar Adin, and the additional Netila that you need is only a Chumrah. So, you know, if you have a Safik or whatever it is, you're not sure. Well, let's say you have a Chaticha, and you're not sure it touched it, but you're not sure which side. Touched it on one of the sides. The Isser touched it on one of the sides. You're not sure. You have Shishim in the Chaticha. But you also have to take off the Kedei Netila. So which side do you need to take off the Kedei Netila from? You don't know which. You have to take off from both Misafik or not. So that the question, it depends if it's really a Chumrah. It depends if it's really Ikar Adin or just a Chumrah. If it's Kachosh, so it really only became Aser Kedei Netila, the Shishim was a Chumrah. But one of the sides is really Aser Kedei Netila, and it's one of these two sides, you don't know which. So you probably have to take from both Misafik. If it was Shamein, so really it was Nizmatal B'Shishim in the Chaticha, this the Netila you have to take is just the Chumrah. So if you know where it is, you have to take it off. If not, it could be Mekel. You don't have to take.
We can't say that it's Batal B'Raya.
Well, that's why I carefully gave an example that there was only, you're not sure if it touched it. There's two sides. You're not sure which side it touched. The other two sides, you for sure it didn't touch. You're not sure if it touched the top or the bottom. The sides, you know it didn't touch. But if, let's say, you're not sure which, it's touched one of the four sides of the Chaticha, you're not sure which one, so then in a chinami, then will taka be batal. Because worst comes to worst, only one side was, and even in other words, even if it's kachosh, so meikar hadin, one of the sides became aser kedei netila, we don't know which one. So three of the sides are okay, one side is not okay, we don't know which one. That's like four chatichas and only one is aser. So it will be batal, correct. Okay, let's start Zayin. So all that we just discussed is in actually Rabbi Kiva Eger. In this print, it's letter Yod Aleph. Ha Siv Zayin. Ha Chatichas Iser Iseres Chaverta B'Negiyos. This that a Chatichas Iser can aser when it touches a Chatichas Heter, that's through Tzli, when you're baking it together. Dafkik She Yisura Machmas Atzma. That's only if it's aser machmas atzma, meaning I have a trefa piece of meat, it's touching a kosher piece of meat, roasting it together or baking it together, then it could make it aser. Kegoy nevela, for example, a piece of nevela touching a kosher piece of meat. Oy basar b'chalav. Aval im ein ba iser. I didn't tie to what basar b'chalav means because when I come back to it, it's a whole long story. I kept it. Aval im ein ba iser ela mashar bal mimakim acher. But let's say it's a chaticha which became maser. It means to say, let's say I cooked a potato with basar nevela. So the potato is now aser. Now I bake this potato together with another potato. So now, do I say that this potato, which became as aser b'achilo, because I cooked it with chazer. So right, I can't eat this potato. This is a treif of potato. But now I baked that potato with a kosher potato. So do we say now that kosher potato becomes aser? Why not? Why shouldn't it become aser? So I have a treif of potato. I'm baking it together with a kosher potato. So the mechaber says no. It does not become aser. Einoy seres chaverta. Einoy seres chares hanegasba. Doesn't aser the piece that's touching it. Even though I'm roasting it together, and the taste from this treif of potato is going into the kosher potato. So what's the answer to that? Afilum nistlu yachad, even if they're being roasted together, not just if they're touching each other, they're both hot, I took them out, and they're both, both potatoes were still hot when I brought them together. We're talking about that your mom is baking them together in the oven. Afal pikein, it's not going to become aser. Why is that so? This is the rule, we learned this rule. Ein balua yaitza mechaticha lachaticha balai raitiv. If it's a treifa piece of meat, then, and I roast it, I put it together with a kosher piece of meat, the taste of the treifa meat will go to the kosher meat. Yes, only kedei netila because it's without raitiv. Okay? But the taste will transfer. Here, it's not a treifa piece of meat, it's not a piece of nevela. It's a potato which has taste of nevela in it. So if I cook this potato and I throw it into the chalent, of course it's going to affect the chalent because the chalent has roitiv. So that will draw out the nevela taste that's in the potato and that's going to spread into the chalent. It can aser up the whole chalent. So we had a separate question. Now, what do I need to be mevatel? Do I need to only be mevatel the nevela that's in the potato or do I need to be mevatel the whole potato? That's the question of chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surin, the sheer bittel. But for sure, the potato is affecting the chalent. That's why, because there's raitiv there. But what happens if I'm just baking it together with another potato and there's no raitiv between these two potatoes, between the treifa potato and the kosher potato? So then the rule is that ein balua yaitze mechaticha lachaticha balai raitiv. The taste, the nevela taste that's in the first potato will not go to the second potato. It won't go. Not even a mashruhu of it will go. And therefore, it doesn't answer the next potato. So now you'll ask me, but wait a minute. Steam. The potato, no steam, dry. Steam considered roitiv? I don't think so. I don't think you'll really have steam if you don't have roitiv. You're not going to have really so much steam. So you'll ask me now, wait a minute. Okay, I'll accept this rule. I'll be makabel kabbalas. I'll accept this rule. It's maybe based on Gemara. The Gemara says, mivla bal mifla loy palit. That when the milk drop of milk goes into the piece of meat, the top piece of meat, so it doesn't transfer to the next piece of meat if it's outside the roitiv. Okay, we have a new rule. The taste doesn't transfer without roitiv. Meaning the balua, the absorbed taste, doesn't transfer without roitiv. But the taste of the potato itself, well, let's use an example of it. It's not two potatoes, so we could know that it's... So let's give me an example of two foods. Let's say I'm baking the potato together with something dry... An example of something? Sweet potato. So the regular potato was nasar and the sweet potato was I'm baking with the sweet potato. So let's do it the other way. That the sweet potato was the one that was cooked with the nevela, and now I'm baking that sweet potato on top of a regular potato. So when I bake a sweet potato on top of a regular potato, will the taste of the sweet potato go into the potato? Is the bottom potato going to start to taste like sweet potato?
Yes.
Yeah, at least the surface of it, at least the kedei netila, because the taste does go through tzli. That's why when I roast treifa meat with kosher meat, the kosher meat becomes aser, because the taste of the treifa one is going into the kosher one. What's this rule that we're saying now? Not that the sweet potato doesn't go into the potato. The nevela that's in the sweet potato, when I cook the nevela with the sweet potato, so now I have a taste of nevela in the sweet potato, that won't go to the regular potato. So now when I eat the regular potato, it's only going to taste like sweet potato. It's not going to have any taste of chazer that's in the sweet potato. Magic. It won't go.
What about the whole
that's
rule
the
about
the potato?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole rule that everything leaves and everything stays in. How come we don't apply that here?
What do you mean everything leaves, everything stays?
We have the whole rule, yeah. When I throw in a piece of a potato, which
is... That's for cooking. That's the rule for my cooking. So of course, we said that if I throw the sweet potato into the chalent, the nevela taste is going to go out of the sweet potato into the chalent. That's right. We're talking about without right, b'li right, we have this new rule. The bottom potato, now the regular potato is going to have a little bit of at least the kadena tila of it. The surface of it will have a taste of sweet potato, but it won't have a taste of nevela that was in the sweet potato. Only the sweet potato taste is going to go into the potato, but the nevela that's mixed with the sweet potato, that's not going to go into the regular potato.
The case with the nevela was the absorption of the nevela was less than the entire potato, the entire sweet potato. If I threw this, let's say I had 10 kazesim of chazer, and 5 kazesim of sweet potato.
Yeah, and I cooked it together.
I cooked it together. This potato should have absorbed a full blown 10
kazesim
of chazer.
Fine.
So we leave room for the sweet potato taste.
So then nothing will go out. The point is, that's the rule, that the taste that was absorbed in the sweet potato is not going to go out. Still, if you bake that sweet potato on top of regular potato, the regular potato won't have any taste of chazer. It might only have a taste of sweet potato, but it won't have any taste of chazer. Oh, so okay. So now we understand what's happening, Bepoil. What's occurring? So now I ask you the shayla. Okay, so I should be allowed to eat. The Mechaber says the regular potato is mutter. Why? Because it doesn't have, there's no, none of the chazer taste goes in to the regular potato. It stays in the sweet potato. But the regular potato does have a taste of the sweet potato, right? And the sweet potato is an iser sweet potato. Right? I'm not allowed to eat the sweet potato, right? Right, I'm not allowed to eat the sweet potato. I cooked it with chazer. It has a taste of chazer. I can't eat it, right? So if I can't eat the sweet potato, so maybe the taste of the sweet potato that's going into my regular potato, this is step by step. I just want to explain it from you know, we should be familiar. Adarabba, we should really know this concept well, but I just want to go step by step to make sure everyone has it clear. So l'choyer, what should happen is, since I can't eat this sweet potato, and now the potato, the bottom potato, regular potato, has a taste of the sweet potato, that should be a problem. So why is that not a problem? So the answer is, wait a minute. If you don't hold chatichanasas nevela b'shari surim, this question doesn't make any sense. Because if you don't hold chatichanas nevela, what does that mean? That means the sweet potato is really kosher. I can't eat it because of the chazer taste that's in it. But the part of the sweet potato that goes into the regular potato, that sweet potato taste is not mixed with any chazer. Because that's the rule, that the chazer taste won't transfer without reitiv. So it's just sweet potato taste. So that's not a problem. But maybe I do have a question according to the man number that says chatichanasas nevela. Chatichanasas nevela means when I cook this sweet potato in the chalent, it's not enough to have shishim just against the chazer that's in the sweet potato. I have to have against the sweet potato also. Which means what am I looking? I'm looking that the sweet potato turned into treif, turned into chazer. I'm treating if I'm treating a sweet potato like chazer, so that means I should not be allowed to eat the sweet potato taste that goes into my potato. That should also be problematic. Why is that not? Why is that not a problem? So the answer is there's a new rule called Ein Haneser Oyser B'Makim She'Iser Atzme Ein Yachal Leilich. Even though we say Chatichanasas Nevela, that just means that when the Iser is together with the Heter, we don't view it as heter with iser inside of it. We view it as the whole thing is iser, which means in terms of the sheer bittel, chatichanasas nevela is only a din in the sheer bittel. How much do I have to have shishim against? Not enough to have shishim against the original iser that's inside the sweet potato. I have to have shishim against the whole sweet potato. That's only regarding the sheer bittel. When I threw the sweet potato in the chalent, what did I have to be mevatel? I didn't just have to be mevatel the chazer. I also have to be mevatel the sweet potato. That's as far as chatichanasas nevela applies. Chatichanasas nevela doesn't give the sweet potato a life of itself. Meaning to say, if the chazer, since the chazer does not have the kleach to aser this regular potato, because it can't transfer into it, so therefore the sweet potato, although the sweet potato is going into the chazer, it doesn't have the kleach to aser it.
Well,
oh, I didn't get to there. First, I want to explain good, the din by Shari Surim, and then we'll come and see if it applies to Basar B'chol. But this is the din by Shari Surim. Even if we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that only means it's a din when it comes to the sheer bittul. So it's a din in the kamus. How much Isser do I have? I don't just have one kazais of Isser to be mevatel. I have to be mevatel five kazais. I have to be mevatel the whole sweet potato. So it's a din, and when it comes to being mevatel the Isser in the kamus, so the sheer bittul, it makes the amount larger. That's the whole koyach of Chanan. The koyach of Chanan cannot change the echos of the Isser to enable it to go an aser. If the Isser itself doesn't have a koyach to aser the regular potato, because it can't transfer in, so the sweet potato also, since it's aser mikoyach, the nevela, it also won't have the koyach to aser the regular potato. That is the rule of Shari Surim.
Chanan of the next thing as well, right? No?
Okay, yes, but saying that's not, how is it relevant to this?
And those 30 kazesim could go make another
Correct.
And keep going.
Correct.
So why is this much different?
Because it's all in the quantity, it's all in the sheer bittul. All Chanan is doing in those cases is making my Isser grow larger. Okay. But it's not
making it spread to a different.
It's not making it spread to somewhere where it ordinarily would not have the koyach to spread. In other words, it's making, if it's spreading into the chalent, so instead of being have to be mevatel one, because I have to be mevatel five, but it's not helping, it's not making it go to a place where it can't go otherwise. Okay, and that's this rule. That's known as ein ha-neser oiser, v'mokim she'iser atzmai ein ha-yachaleilach. The neser, the thing which became aser, the sweet potato, cannot go an aser, the regular potato, if the oiser, the thing which made the sweet potato aser, the nevela, if the nevela can't go there, then the sweet potato that is going there cannot make that thing aser, where the nevela can't go. Ein ha-neser oiser, v'mokim she'iser atzmai ein ha-yachaleilach l'sham. That's the rule. Now let's go back a second. Another example of Isser Balua that won't aser the next Chaticha without Reitiv is the Machaber said Basar B'Cholov. What does that mean? Simple. Simply that means a piece of Basar B'Cholov. It means Basar that was cooked with Cholov. I take that piece of Basar B'Cholov and I bake it together with the potato. So the potato won't become aser. Why? Same reason we said before. The basar b'chalav is the sweet potato which became aser. A piece of basar, kosher basar, which became aser because it was cooked with chalav. Now, since the chalav is absorbed in the basar, the chalav will not leave to the regular potato. So what will go? Pure basar taste. So why should pure basar taste make the regular potato aser? That is the shita of the... we'll soon see there's two ways to read the Mechaber, but that is the Shita of the Taz. That a piece of Basar B'Cholov is also called Isser Belua regarding this Halacha. Why? Because the Cholov is not spreading, because it's Belua in the Basar. It's not the Basar's own taste. It's something which was absorbed in the Basar. So the Cholov is not traveling to the potato. What is going? Pure Basar taste. Why should pure Basar taste Aser the potato? What chaticha nasis nevela? So we already answered that question. Ein haneser oiser b'makom she'isa atzmei ein yachalelech. Yeah? Shul chaticha nasis nevela. The piece of basar b'chalav is considered iser. That if the piece of basar b'chalav would fall into cholent, I don't need it just to be mevatel the chalav. I need to be mevatel the whole piece. True. We do say basar b'chalav. And everyone agrees we say basar b'chalav. We say chanan when it comes to basar b'chalav. But chaticha nasas nevela is limited to the other rule called ein haneser oiser ela b'makom she'isa aser ein yachaleilach. So if the chalav is not able to go to the potato, so the basar that's going to the potato, pure basar taste. Why should pure basar? What's wrong with pure basar taste? When the basr is mixed with chalav, I understand that it's an iser, it's basr b'chalav. But if only pure basr taste is going, what should be the problem? And the Shach actually brings down from one of the Rishonim a mashal to this. Yeah? The mashal is from the Begad of Shatnez. Let's say you have a wool talis, and you have somewhere in the talis, you have, let's say, by the neck, you have a thread of linen, so that makes it a beged of shatness. We don't say it's bottle in the beged. So you have a beged of shatness now. So you can't use the whole beged. You can't even use the other side of the beged that's just wool, because it's one beged, and it's a beged of shatness. But what happens when you cut off a piece of the beged that has, you know, from the other side of the beged, which is no linen over there? Now I have a piece of wool blanket. Could I use that? Absolutely. When it was, before I cut it off, it was also part of the Isser. The whole blanket was Isser. The Isser was the combination of the wool and the linen. Right? It's not just linen. The Isser wasn't just the linen. The Isser is the combination of two things, exactly like Basar v'chalav. There's nothing wrong with wool. There's nothing wrong with linen. The same way there's nothing wrong with basar and there's nothing wrong with chalav. When you combine them together, you create iser. So when they're combined, the iser is both of them together. You can't say the problem is only the linen. The problem is both. So I care for why I can't use it. But when I cut it away, and now I have a pure little blanket of pure wool, nothing. There's not a problem with that anymore. Even though before I cut it off, it was part of the big blanket of shatness, but now it's not. Now it's pure wool. So the same thing here too. Yes, when it's together, when the chalav and the basar are together, I have a piece of iser. They're both part of the iser. The meat is equally part of the iser as the milk. But after I take away some of pure milk, pure meat taste, again, the taste that's going into the potato is pure meat taste. Because the rule was that the milk doesn't transfer. So it's pure meat taste that's going into the potato. So therefore, it's okay. That is the sheet of the Taz. And the Shach, in this long Sivkat Nizayin, says, well, that rule maybe makes sense for Shatnez, but it doesn't make sense for Basar B'chalav, because by Basar B'chalav, we say Chatira Nasas Novela. But I thought we answered that question. We said there's the other rule, called Ein HaNaser Oyser. He says, yeah, the Ein HaNaser Oyser rule works for Shari Surim. That if you say Chatira Nasas Novela B'Shari Surim, so we're going to limit the type of Chatira Nasas Novela to quantity, as opposed to you want to call it quality, or as opposed to enabling it to travel and to go into something which it ordinarily would have not had the koyach to do. Right? That we limit the chanan to just quantity of what you need to be mevatel. But when you're talking chanan of basar b'chalav, that's a real chanan, that we don't apply the rule of ein aneser oyser. Then we say the meat is treifa meat. Now, when I roast treifa meat with potatoes, when I bake it together, the potatoes do become aser. So that's what's happening here. Even though the meat taste that's going into the potato is just meat taste without any chalav taste, it's not basar b'chalav taste going into the potato. It's only meat taste going into the potato. Afal pikein, it can make the potato aser. Because by basar b'chalav, once it became basar b'chalav, even the meat on its own, even if you're going to cut it away, even if there's no milk going with it, it stays pure, it stays aser. So in other words, if you want to formulate it in halachic terms, in using the rules that we said before, so chatichanas is available by shari surim, so we limited because of the rule of ein haneser oyser b'makom she'yesh atzmeini yachol leilech, but the chatichanas is available of basar b'chalav, we did not limit by that rule. We said that the basar itself is pure iser. So it's a big machloek Shach and Taz. What's the halacha tak? If I cook basar and chalav together, now I take this piece of basar b'chalav and I bake it on a potato, does the potato become aser? What's the answer? In short, according to the Taz, the potato does not become aser. According to the Shach, the potato does become aser. So now how much of the potato should become aser according to the Shach? So you tell me, it's tzli. So how much is tli aser? And lidi dan, how much is tli aser? Kuloi. So it should follow that what? But again, what's leaving? It's just the meat that's going. But the meat is treifa meat. So when treif for meat goes to the potatoes, it asks the potatoes by tzli bekulik, because ain't none of bekirim kachas shamein. So what comes the shachar, and he says, you know what, over here, I'll give you like this. If the meat is takas shamein, if the meat looks like it's fatty meat, then the, when the meat is spreading into the potatoes, it's spreading into the whole potatoes, and it will ask for the whole potatoes. But if the meat looks like it's kachosh, and also the potatoes are always kachosh usually, so if the meat looks like it's kachosh, we'll grant you that we can follow the ikar halacha that is only kedei netila. In this kind of a case.
Wouldn't the same rule apply if we went into other meat?
Why should we be lenient over here? Because again, the Taz holds that even the meat taste that's going into the potatoes, even if it's fatty, it's not a problem. It's not treif for meat. So I'm going further. I'm saying that the meat is treif for meat. So I'll at least say that if it looks like it's kachush, we could follow the ikar halacha that it's only kedei netila. You don't have to be machmer on top of a chumrah. You know what I mean? We're being machmer to treat it like treif for meat. We don't have to be machmer that treif like it's fatty treif for meat, and therefore it'll ask for the whole potatoes. Die that we're going to ask for the kedei netila of the potatoes. But if it's taka fatty meat, then it will be the whole potatoes.
And the second chumrah also, if we have shishim, we see it's fatty meat, but we have shishim, we won't even eat the klip over here then, right?
No, I don't think so.
They're not interconnected? Because if I know it's fatty meat...
I said before that it's a chumrah, but it's a... That's... The shishim is more of a chumrah than the netila. The netila that you need in addition to the shishim is more ikar adin than the shishim that you need if it's... I don't think so. I don't think you could do that. Maybe if there's an additional issue, maybe you don't know where it touched or something like that then yet. But if you know where it touched and not to have to take off, I don't think so. Okay. So that's what we have by the way, this ties back in. Now I'll take you back because to the Basar B'Chalav, when we said the Tipas Chalav fell onto the piece of Basar, which was chutz l'gdit, which was chutz l'reitiv. So I had a piece that was sticking out of the reitiv, and on top of that, there was a piece of basar. And challah fell onto that top piece of basar, and it asered it. It asered it pekula, even according to the mechaber, even though the mechaber holds it should really only be kedei netila, because it's out of the reitiv. So he said, over here, there was different, because since there was steam on bottom of the pot, because you were cooking other stuff, there was reitiv in the pot. So the steam that went up, and also the thing, the iser that was falling was a iser tzolol, it was milk that fell in. So then the steam in the pot is able to help that the milk should spread into the whole piece. So this, that the piece became aser bekule, was even according to the mechaber. Not just according to us that we're going to treat it like shamein, but even according to the mechaber, that, you know, if it's kachosh, it's only kedei netila, that case it aser the whole piece of meat. But once it aser the whole piece of meat, that's it. The rest of the pot, unless I stirred it, if afterwards I stirred the pot and I caused the piece of meat to mix with everything, now I have to be mevatel that piece of meat because it's spreading into the rest of the pot. But if I don't stir it, I just take it out, what's the halacha of the piece of meat that's sitting underneath that piece?
It's mutter.
So it's mutter. Why? Because the milk is not spreading. Because the balua, the milk is not spreading. Wait a minute, is it completely mutter or not? According to the Taz, it's completely mutter. Hayyos, the milk is not spreading. I don't care the fact that the meat taste is going into the bottom piece. Because it's kosher meat. But according to the Shach, this that we say the rest of the pot is okay, we mean overall the rest of the pot's okay. But that piece that's touching the piece that became aser, you're gonna have to take off a kedei netila, at least if they're kachosh. If the meat was kachosh. If the meat is shamein, then taka it'll spread.
It'll talk us spread into the next piece, and then the next piece is going to go into the
next piece. Why not? The meat, if it's fatty meat, and the shach is learning that it's iser machmas atzmoy meat, meaning it's as if it's straight for meat, and if it's fatty, it could spread everywhere, as we're going to learn later in the Sif. That if it's fatty, there is no such rule that it can't spread from one piece to the next piece. This rule that it does not spread from one piece to the next piece is by lean meat, lean anything, lean iser. Iser kachosh can't spread without reitiv. Iser shamin could spread. So yeah, if it's taka fatty, it'll last for the whole pot. So, but you see over there, that's what the Shach said, bekitzer nimritz. If you remember, it's Simon Tzadik Bey, Shach Sif Katan Zayin, he says, this that we said, the rest of the path is going to be mutter. The Shach says, but look in Siman Kofei, what I wrote in Sifkat Niyad Zayin, that you're going to need Kedei Netila. He's talking about this whole idea that the Shach's learning Basar B'Chalav, even though the Chalav is not leaving, the Basar taste is going, so the Basar taste could make everything else Aser. Why only Kedei Netila? So first of all, because it's Kachush. Why over here do we have a right to be Bakib in Kachush L'Shamein? That's like the Shach says over here. This is an example where we do have a right to be Baki, because again, there are those that are Makel, even if it would be Shamin, there are those that are Makel Agamri, the Shita Sataz, and all his Rishayim who follow him, who he follows. So therefore, I'm just going to follow, you know, I hold that the Basar on its own could make it Asar, but I'll follow Ikar Adin, that if it's Kachush, it's only Kedei Netila.
In the case of where we have one piece on top of the next, and it's fatty, can we use the roi tev to be mevatel the iser?
Yeah, the piece of meat that was nesar.
Yeah, the second piece. The first piece we know is already gone, but the second piece.
Could spreading into everything. If it's fatty, it's spreading. Well, actually, I mean, technically, we're going to learn in the end of the simen. It's not so simple. Lemaisa yeah. Are there those that disagree? Perhaps, So now let's go read the rest of the... This is clear? It's very important stuff. So now let's go weiter, the second half of the Inyan. So talk about this rule itself. The rule itself that the Iser Balua doesn't spread without Reitiv. So I already alluded to it a minute ago that this rule only applies if the Iser is Kachush. But if the Iser is Shamein, it will spread. Meaning milk, when the milk got absorbed into the Chaticha... Milk is considered as a kachosh, so therefore it won't spread from one piece to the next piece. It's not going to spread to the next piece. If it would have absorbed, let's say, some chelev, something fatty, so then it says in the Hemshe Chasif that the Mechaber Paskins, that if it absorbs something fatty, it will spread from one piece to the next piece.
But not if it itself is fatty, meaning if it's something lean that gets absorbed into something fatty.
Wait. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. So first, let's establish the rule itself, at least the Mechaber's rule, that the Mechaber is paskening that the rule that the Iser doesn't spread mechaticha lechaticha b'lo reitiv, the balua does not go from one chaticha to the next chaticha without reitiv, applies only to the Iser kachosh, not to an Iser shamin, meaning if the Iser would be fatty, if I cooked the sweet potato, I cooked it together with chelev, now I bake the sweet potato on top of the regular potato, then the regular potato would become aser. Why? Because the chelev is spreading out of the sweet potato into the regular potato. Because it's fatty, it's able to spread. Fatty is like roitiv. The same way fatty helps. Yeah? The same way if the iser is shamein, it's going to help. That if I roast the chelev if I bake the chelev with the sweet potato, it's going to aser the whole sweet potato, not kedei netila, as opposed to if I bake the iser kachosh, some piece of very, very dry nevela, together with the sweet potato. I baked it together. How much will the baked potato become aser? Only kedei netila, mikar hadin. So, masha'in kain, if it was a fatty piece of nevela, then it's going to aser the potato bekuloi. So the same thing... When it comes to this rule of, well, in other words, we're giving it a halacha of roitiv. Ki'ilu, it was cooked together. Shamin makes ki'ilu, it was cooked together. So the same thing, the other rule that we learned by Tzli, the fact that, because there were two rules by Tzli. One rule was that it only spreads kedei netila, doesn't spread b'kulay. For that, we learned that if a shamin makes it spread b'kulay, makes it like roitiv, makes it like cooking. It's not like regular Tzli. So now we learned the second rule. Okay. Now we learned the second rule by Tzli, that if it's Iser Balua, it doesn't spread from one chaticha to the next chaticha. But what happens if the Iser is Shamein? So the Mechaber says that will also, that makes it like Reitiv. It has a halacha, like it's being cooked together. So even though the Iser is absorbed in the sweet potato, but when I throw the sweet potato in the chalent, the nevela could spread into the rest of the sweet potato. The nevela could spread into the chalent. It does aser the chalent. So same thing. If I'm baking on the top of a regular potato, it will spread in there. Because if it's shamein, it has a din like as if there is reitim, as if it's being cooked together. That's how the mechaber paskins over here. So let's read it inside. Medvarim amurim, that we say this rule, that if the iser is balua in the chaticha, the nevela that's in the sweet potato is not going to go to the regular potato. Medvarim amurim, gishabala iser she'enim efafeya. If the sweet potato was cooked with an iser, the iser that it absorbed that's inside of it is something which is enim efafeya. It's not a fatty iser, something which doesn't have the klech to spread. It was cooked with a very lean piece of nevela. So then, or it's cooked with dam, something absent iser, which is very, 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 very lean, very dry. So then, it won't have the koyach, that when I bake this sweet potato afterwards with the potato, it won't have the koyach to spread. Aval bala min hadvarim hamefafim b'tivon, but if it was cooked, if it absorbed, if the sweet potato absorbed something which is a fatty iser, like chela, for example, going shuman, like fats of iser, then oiseres chaverta, then it will have the koyach to aser the regular potato. Bein betzli, bein benegazu zu bezu cham becham. Say if I roast it together, and not even if I roast it together, I don't have to mamish bake it together in the oven. As long as the regular potato on bottom is hot, in a kli rishon at least, it's going to aser. So, Marshall, let's say I bake the pan of potatoes, and I take the pan out of the oven, and I put this sweet potato, which was cooked with the nevela, I put it on top of these potatoes. If it was fatty iser that the sweet potato was cooked with, the potatoes will become aser. Well, not just kedei netila. If it's fatty, it'll spread into the whole potatoes, right? So again, it is not, even if I'm not mamish baking them together, as long as the bottom potatoes were hot, it has midin tata gavar, it has the halacha of hot, and it's able to spread out. The balua is able to go. So if it's balua kachosh, it's not able to go b'loy roitiv, even if it's mamish on the fire, right? If it's balua shamein, so then it's able to go, even if it's off the fire. As long as the bottom one is hot, in a kli rishon, it's able to aser. If they're touching side by side, hot and hot. So even if the bottom one is hot and the top one is cold, the sweet potato that has nevela in it is a cold sweet potato. But if you're putting it on hot potatoes in a kli rishon, even though it's dry, you'll be able to go if the iser that's in the sweet potato is like chelev, if it's a fatty iser, it'll be able to spread and go into the potatoes and aser it. How much? Like you were saying before, not just kadei netila, kuloi, because it's a fatty iser.
Why don't we say it's the basa that's basa that's going through?
Because if the iser, that's balua, the sweet potato, is a fatty iser, so it has the koyach to spread. What would be the halacha, like you wanted to ask before? See, the lashon of the mechaber is sheha iser ha balua ba'atzma. If the iser is on its own fatty, it's able to spread. Before we learned that when I'm, the first rule, or say with two rules by tzli, that tzli is different than bishul. One is that it's only kedei netila, it's not kuloi. And one is that it's it can't spread mechaticha lechaticha, b'loi reitiv. If it's balua, it can't aser the other piece. Two limitations of tzli, how it's less chomer than bishul. And we paskin, but if it's shamein, so then, it has a halacha like bishul, both halachas. That's what the mechaber paskin. It asers bekulai, and it's also, if it's balua, it's able to spread to the next chaticha. So there were two limitations of tzli. Okay, and then we said, the mechaber paskin, that if it's shamein, then it falls away, it has the regular din of bishul. So now let's come back. If you recall in Sif Hei, when we were discussing the first limitation, that there's a difference between kachosh and shamein, kachosh is only kedei netila, shamein is kulei, we said we don't need to have that the iser itself has to be fatty. Even if the iser is Even if the iser itself is kachush, but the heter that it's touching is fatty, we say the rule called heter afatim leiser, and it gives it the halacha as if the iser is fatty and it's able, it makes it spread. That's what we said in Sevei. Okay? You don't need, in order to take away the first limitation of tzli, it wasn't necessary that the iser itself had to be fatty. It was enough that one of them were fatty. But what does it say over here in Sev Zayin? If you're medayik in the lashon hamechaber, it says, "Oish etachtoyin chavuyon." It says, "Sheiser habulua ba'atzma b'fafeya." Now, if you look back in the Torah says clearly b'feirish that even if the chaticha, which absorbed the iser, is fatty, they see the iser was kachush. The iser was a lean piece of nevela that was cooked with a piece of heter, but a good fatty piece of heter. And now I take this piece of heter, which was has nevela in it, and I bake it on top of the potato. So the Torah says, "Beferish, the potato will be mutter." It's a fatty piece of meat, but since the iser that made the piece of meat aser is kachush, it can't spread. For the second rule to apply, for the second rule, in other words, the one that the balua doesn't spread, mechaticha lechaticha, that we said the only exception was if it's shamin, it does spread. For that, the iser itself has to be shamin. We don't say hatim refatim le iser in that to take away the second rule of iser balua. That's the Torah said it beferish. The mechaber doesn't say beferish. The mechaber alludes to it, but he doesn't say beferish. He doesn't say beferish those words that even if the heter that got absorbed is shamin, even the heter, the piece of meat that absorbed the nevela, is shamein, so that will, even so, it still won't spread. It has to be the iser itself shamein. He doesn't say that. He says the iser has to be shamein. It could be he's discussing a case that the heter piece is also kachush. So then you need that the iser has to be shamein. He doesn't say, Mechaber leaves off that part of the Torah. Why does Mechaber leave it go? Very simple. What's the difference? We paskind. There are two rules of tzli. Two limitations of tzli. That it's less than bishul. One was that it could only spread kedei netila, and one was that it can't spread if it's balua. At all. Yeah, I mean tzli, meaning without reitiv, is that if it's balua, it can't spread from one chaticha to the next chaticha. Shamin was an exception to these two rules. Meaning shamin reverted back to bishul. So if we say by the first rule of tzli, the limitation that it could only spread kedei netila didn't make a difference which one was shamin. We said hatar mafatim leiser. But now when it comes to the second limitation, the second rule, that if it's balua, it doesn't spread from one chaticha to the next chaticha, who cares? Why should it have to be that the iser itself has to be shamin? If the heter that absorbed the iser is shamin, that should fatten up the iser and enable it to spread out of it into the next chaticha. And that's really how the mechaber thinks we should be machmir. So therefore, he doesn't say beferish over here in Siv Zayin that the iser itself has to be shamin to have this chumrah. Probably it'll have this chumrah based on what we said in Siv Hey, that it doesn't matter which one is fatty. Same thing when it comes to Siv Zayin. The second rule, the second limitation of tzli, it would also apply no matter which one is shamin. That's probably the mechaber shita. That's why he bekavana left out those words of the Torah. What should be the pshat in the Torah? Then you have, so on the other extreme, so that's the Mechaber Shita. That's what we're going to say over the Mechaber Shita. That we say heter mefatim le'isir in both cases. So the example we gave before, that you cooked a nevela with sweet potatoes, so sweet potato is not a davar shamin. So there you need for sure that the nevela has to be shamin. But let's say you cooked a nevela with kosher meat. If the meat was shamin, according to the mechaber, even if the nevela is kachush, but since the piece that absorbed the nevela, the kosher piece of meat that the nevela taste went into was shamin, that will enable it to spread out of it into the next chaticha, even though you're not cooking it together with other chatichas, you're just baking it together with other chatichas. You're baking it on top of another potato. Okay, we say hatam fatim le'isr, even by iser balua, even concerning this second special din of tzli, we're able to say Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser also concerning that. That is Shitas HaMechaber. On the other extreme, you have the Taz, that long Taz, Sukkot and Yud, where the basic thing, what he's tying, in short, is that the whole concept of Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser is wrong. In other words, the same way that the Torah had reservations in Siv Zayin to apply Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser, concerning the second din of Isser Balua, we had reservations of applying Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser. We should not, it was a wrong application in Siv Hey. When we were talking about even the first unique din of Tzli, that it's only Kedei Netila, even that was a wrong application. If the Isser is Shamein, it will spread Bekulay. But if the Isser is Kachosh, I don't care if the Heter is Shamein, probably it's incorrect to say Heter Mefatim Le'Isser altogether. So you have so far two extremes, that the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, who says that we should probably apply it in both cases. Sai, regarding the first Chumrah, that it asks Bekulay, and when it's Be'en, it asks Bekulay, and Sai regarding the second Chumrah, that if it's, that it doesn't spread from one piece, that if it's balua, it doesn't spread from one piece to the next piece. So we should probably say Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser in both of those cases. Then you had the Taz who said you should probably not say it in either of those cases. The only correct place to say Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser is in a different Simen Kuf Ches. We'll learn it later. Not in Simen Kuf Hei. That's Shita Sataz. And then you have the Shita of the Shach and the Bach that says, no, it makes sense. The Torah was accurate when in Sif Hei he said, we do say Hatam Rafatim Le'Isser, and in Sif Zayin he was not willing to say it. Why? Because there's a difference. In Sif Hei, it was a question of, it was going anyway, Kedei Netila, into the next piece. Yeah? I was roasting actual Nevela with potatoes. So if it was kachosh, it's going into kedei netila of the potatoes. If it's shamein, it'll help it spread through and through. So for that, we said it doesn't have to be that the iser itself is kachosh. Even if the heter, even if I'm roasting it together with a kosher, a fatty piece of meat, that will help it spread further, since it's anyway going into the piece, it'll help it spread further throughout the whole piece. It's going into the piece, it'll help it spread throughout the whole piece. Mashenkin in Siv Zayin, right? If it was kachosh, what's happening? For example, if I cook the nevela together with the basar, and the nevela is kachosh, so what am I saying? I mean, I'm saying that it asser the piece of meat, it asser the kosher piece of meat, and now when I bake this piece of meat on the potatoes, since it's kachosh, it can't go out from this piece of meat into the potatoes. So to get it to go out of one piece into the other piece, that's more difficult. That it has to be that the iser itself is shamein. If the iser is kachosh and the piece of meat is shamein, that won't fatten it up enough to help it go out. Aishna, that's the Taz's question. The Taz saw the Bach who said this chiluk, but the Taz says, I don't get it. You're both saying that if it's kachosh, it could go till here. The till here is different. In the first case, the till here is till the kedei netila. In the second case, till here was till the end of the piece. Can't go into the next piece. Yeah? If it's shamein, it's able to go further. So if you're saying hatam rafatim, you're helping it, you're giving it a din shamein that it could go beyond its boundary. It's just a different boundary. So might know in one case that the boundary is kedei netila within the piece, versus the other case that the boundary is the end of the piece and not being allowed to go in. But apparently the Bach and the Shach are learning that there's a difference. Once it's going into the piece a little bit, so to help it spread further, that's easier. It's easier once it's already moving, and this is the beer that I saw given. The chilek is it true? There's two boundaries. This is a this boundary, so there's no difference mitzad that. The difference is the following. Once it's moving already, it's much easier to get it to spread further. Something's moving, it already has the momentum that it's moving, it's spreading, so you don't need to fatten it up so much in order just to get it to go a little further. It's easier. So therefore, if it's moving into the piece, kedei netila, so to make it, to give it enough shamnunis, to give it enough fattiness to enable it to go further, okay, that it could have the koyach to do. But to get it to start moving, meaning it was nevela was cooked with the kosher meat, and aser the meat. Now I'm putting it on top of the potatoes to fatten it up enough that it should leave. It should start moving. It's much harder to get something to start moving. Something is in its place, and you want it to start moving. It's much harder. So therefore, it doesn't. It can't fatten it enough. If it's shumming, if it's shumming on its own, yeah, then it would enable it to start moving also. Out of the piece into the next piece. But if it's kachosh and you're just fattening it up, so you're not mamish turning it into a fatty piece of iser, so this that you're fattening it up is not strong enough to give it the koyach, that extra koyach that it needs to start moving. It could give it enough koyach to continue moving, but it can't give it enough koyach to start moving. So let's just summarize the shittas. We have three shittas bachlalos when it comes to heter mefatim le'iser. The shita of the Beis Yosef that we should probably say it in both cases. Sai v'negeya, spreading from netila to the whole piece. Sai asering bekuloi, and sai by iser balua. And even if the iser itself is not shamein, as long as the piece that it was cooked with is shamein, so that should be mefatim, it enabled it to spread to the next chaticha balei roitiv. That shita of the Beis Yosef, we should probably say hater mefatim l'iser in both cases. Shita of the Taz, we should probably say it in neither of those cases, in neither of the cases. It's a wrong application. No cases of tzli. In order to revert back to the din of Bishol, if it's tzli v'loy reitiv, you need to have that the iser itself is shami. We don't say hater mefatim l'iser. And then you have the Shach and the Bach that say no. When it comes to the iser be'en touching hater, where it's anyway going kedei netila, we'll say hater mefatim l'iser. When it comes to the other halacha of tzli, which is that it can't spread, the balua can't spread from one chaticha to the next chaticha. So for that halacha, we say that it'll only spread if it's shamin by itself, but we won't say hater mefatim le'iser. So again, so the Beis Yosef shita is that we say hater mefatim le'iser, sai by iser, sai when you're being tzoyle the iser be'en together with the hater, sai even if it's iser balua. And the Shitas HaTaz is that we should probably not say Hater Mefatim L'Iser even when it's Iser Be'en. And then you have the Bach and the Shach, that when it's Iser Be'en, we do say Hater Mefatim L'Iser, but when it's Iser Balua, we don't say Hater Mefatim L'Iser. What's left to one aspect of Hater Mefatim L'Iser, which we didn't really get to, is when it comes to Melicha, but we didn't really discuss Melicha yet, because Melicha starts in Siftes. So when we get to Siftes and we start learning the Dinim of Melicha, so then we'll have to come back a little bit to talk about those that are willing to accept Hater Mefatim L'Iser, at least by Tzli, some cases of Tzli, what happens when it comes to Melicha? Do we also say it by Melicha? Because by Melicha there's also a chiluk within Kachash and Shamein. So do we say Hater Mefatim L'Iser? I'd like to be able to finish Siv Zayin, because we're kamat finished it. Well, we're ready very late. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow.